commentary. Heard each morning before the 7:30 news on AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU. Here's Chris Conley.
To understand the Nerf Wars controversy from Tuesday night, we need to go back to Monday. That's the day a letter was sent home to Wausau West parents from the police department, and it was a warning about Nerf Wars. This is a game where high schoolers shoot each other with Nerf guns. What's the problem? Well, police warned that trespassing or causing property damage while playing this game is illegal. Then on Tuesday night, police received a 911 call from a home on Stevens Drive. The caller believed she saw a group of people roaming her neighborhood pointing firearms at each other. Police responded with an overwhelming presence, multiple squad cars to block off the street. Then they approached suspects with their weapons drawn. Now, there are two questions to ask about these events. First, how could the original 911 caller mistake a Nerf gun for a real gun? The Nerf gun is made of yellow plastic with a neon orange stock. And second, one night after police send home a warning letter, how could they react as if this was a real shootout when they get an emergency call from across the street at Wausau West High School? What happened here is clear. Police wanted a big show of force to put a scare into Nerf War players. The police may hide behind the fig leaf of taking no chances and assuming the worst, but that requires a suspension of one of the most important tools for good law enforcement, common sense. Police knew exactly what was happening here and still decided to approach with guns drawn. One of the six students who was cited for disorderly conduct sent out a tweet yesterday morning. He claimed that he was inside his car, waiting with his Nerf gun on his passenger seat. He says police surrounded his car, drew their weapons, ordered him out, cuffed him, and gave him a citation. Sitting on the side of the road in a parked car is not disorderly conduct. Other students who are facing similar charges should reject any plea bargain and fight this in court. Hopefully, prosecutors will drop the case outright. The only thing I agree with about police and how they handled this is that Nerf wars cannot be fought on private property. The solution is simple. How about as part of Senior Week activities, have a supervised school-sponsored Nerf wars on the fields behind Wausau West? That actually sounds like fun.